This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The stage is all set for the swearing-in of Narendra Modi as the Prime Minister this evening for a third consecutive term. The new Union Council of Ministers will also be administered the oath of office in secrecy by President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at 7:15 this evening. Several leaders from neighbouring countries and the Indian Ocean region have been invited to attend the swearing-in ceremony. President of Sri Lanka Ranil Wickremesinghe, President of Maldives Dr. Mohamed Muizzu, Vice President of Seychelles Ahmed Afif, Prime Minister of Bangladesh Sheikh Hasina, Prime Minister of Mauritius Pravind Kumar Jagannath, Prime Minister of Nepal Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachand and Prime Minister of Bhutan Shering Tobgay will attend the ceremony. President of Maldives and Sri Lanka, Prime Ministers of Mauritius, Nepal and Bhutan arrived in New Delhi for the ceremony this afternoon. The Prime Minister of Bangladesh and the Vice President of Seychelles had arrived yesterday. We have more in this report.
The visit of the leaders to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his third consecutive term is in keeping with the highest priority accorded by India to its neighbourhood-first policy and security and growth for all in the region, Sagar Vision. In addition to participating in the swearing-in ceremony, the leaders will also attend a banquet hosted by President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Delhi Police has taken stringent measures to ensure security during the event. Delhi Police has prohibited flying of subconventional aerial platforms, including paragliders, paramotors, hang gliders, unmanned aerial vehicles and hot air balloons over Delhi during the swearing-in ceremony. The ban will remain in place on the 9th and 10th of this month. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Sekia, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Akashvani Delhi will broadcast a running commentary of the swearing-in ceremony from Rashtrapati Bhavan from 6:45 this evening onwards at its FM Gold, Indraprastha and Akashvani Live News 24/7 channels. This broadcast will also be live streamed on Akashvani AIR, the YouTube channel of Akashvani. Capital Akashvani stations in Ahmedabad, Bengaluru, Chennai, Cuttack, Guwahati, Hyderabad, Imphal, Kolkata, Mumbai and Thiruvananthapuram will broadcast the commentary in their regional languages on their state networks, which will be relayed by all primary channels and local radio stations in these states. In Sikkim, the swearing-in ceremony of Prem Singh Tamang as the Chief Minister and his Council of Ministers will be held tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Pal Jor Stadium in Gangtok. Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya will administer the oath of office in secrecy to Mr. Tamang and his Council of Ministers. In light of the swearing-in ceremony, all government and private schools, colleges and academic institutions within Gangtok Municipal Corporation area will remain closed tomorrow. This decision aims to accommodate the security arrangements and vehicular movement restrictions in the area. In Odisha, the swearing-in ceremony of the new Chief Minister of the BJP government will be held on Wednesday. Earlier, it was decided to hold it on Monday. Amid the suspense over the name of the next Chief Minister, all preparations are on for the swearing-in ceremony at the Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. Congress Parliamentary Party CPP Chairperson Sonia Gandhi today said the party's numbers in Parliament have increased significantly. Addressing the gathering at the CPP meeting in New Delhi, she said that not only is Congress a large contingent in the Lok Sabha, but also it is bolstered by the strength of the India bloc partners. India and Pakistan are set for a high-stakes clash in the T20 World Cup today. Team India will face arch-rivals Pakistan in their second Group A match at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York. The match is scheduled to start at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time with live streaming and telecast available in India. In some news from the French Open, Carlos Alcaraz of Spain will take on Germany's Alexander Zverev in the men's singles final of French Open tennis in Paris today. While the 21-year-old Alcaraz is seeking his third Grand Slam title, it would be the first for the 27-year-old Zverev. World number one Iga Świątek of Poland lifted the women's singles title of French Open yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.